In my role as school principal at a university, overseeing more than 5,000 senior high school students, I find myself encountering young adults at pivotal moments in their lives. They approach me and ask me several questions or statements expressing uncertainty, frustration, and a deep need for guidance. Phrases like, I do not know what to do. How do I move forward? I know what is right, ma'am, but I'm sorry I need to do this. And sometimes, even questions like, I do not think God hears me, or I may have been forgotten. I am hurting. Resonate through the halls. It's evident that many of them are carrying burdens beyond their years, feeling drained and disheartened despite their youth. Allow me to tell you a story. One such student, Joshua, caught the attention of several teachers due to his habitual tardiness and tendency to sleep in class. Thus, I think that's the reason why he resorted to cheating. His academic performance suffered as a result, and he was caught cheating several times in an examination. I decided to talk with him, and I discovered the harsh reality of his situation. He worked nights at a computer shop, often not finishing until 10 p.m., leaving him with little time to dedicate to his studies until well past midnight. When confronted with his grades, Joshua's reaction was raw and emotional, his frustration and anxiety pouring out in tears. His story of loss, having lost his only parent and now forced to fend for himself, added another layer of complexity to his struggles. How could he find time to grieve when his nights were consumed by work and his days by study? The readings for today is a source of inspiration to those who may be grappling with life. In our gospel today, we read how the disciples struggle with the reality of Jesus' resurrection. Their encounter with the risen Christ is not merely an event of historical significance, but a deep personal encounter. This encounter is something all of us can easily relate to. Just as they experience doubt and confusion, so too do we face uncertainties and challenges. Yet, amid our doubts, Christ meets us where we are, offering clarity, peace, and hope. My brothers and sisters, imagine the scene. The disciples are gathered, still reeling from the events of the past days. Their minds are clouded with doubt and confusion. Their hearts heavy with grief. Suddenly, Jesus appears among them, his presence radiating peace and joy. Yet, their initial reaction is one of fear and disbelief. How often do we, like the disciples, fail to recognize the presence of the risen Christ in our midst? How often do our doubts and fears blind us to the reality of his love and grace? But Jesus, ever patient and compassionate, gently reassures them, inviting them to touch his hands and feet, to witness the reality of his resurrection. In doing so, he not only removes their doubts, but also reaffirms the continuity between his earthly ministry and his resurrected presence. The wounds that mar his body serves as powerful reminder of the depth of his love and the extent of his sacrifice. When Jesus said, "Look at my hands and my feet, see that it is I myself," His pierced body bears witness of a discipleship that endures scars on behalf of others. Like the disciples, we often find ourselves troubled by doubts and questions. We may struggle to reconcile the complexities of life with our beliefs, or we may feel overwhelmed by challenges we faced. In these moments, Jesus' words offer us both comfort and challenge. The gospel reminds us that faith is not immune to doubt, but can coexist with it. We are invited to confront our doubts honestly and openly, trusting that Christ will meet us in our vulnerability. In the Lucan account, Jesus opens their minds to understand the scriptures, revealing how everything that has transpired was foretold in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. In this moment, the scriptures come alive in a new, profound way. He entrusted the mission of proclaiming the good news to all nations. We are reminded that the resurrection is not merely an event to be commemorated, but a reality to be lived out each day, just as the disciples were commissioned to be witnesses of the resurrection. So too are we called to bear witness to the hope and redemption found in Christ. Let's fast forward to the Acts of the Apostles. In the first reading, Peter delivers a powerful sermon to a crowd gathered in awe at the miraculous healing of a lame man. Through his words, Peter not only expressed the source of this miraculous healing, but also extends an invitation to experience God's grace. He begins his sermon by acknowledging the crowd's role in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Despite their ignorance and participation in this tragic event, Peter proclaims the good news. God has raised Jesus from the dead. Through his resurrection, Jesus has conquered sin and death, offering forgiveness and a new life to all who believe in him. This message of forgiveness and renewal is at the heart of the gospel. It reminds us that no matter how far we have strayed or how deeply we have fallen into sin, God's grace is always available to us. My sisters and brothers, several months ago, Joshua visited me in school. He visited all his teachers. He's about to graduate college. He was very proud to let me know that he joined a student religious organization in the university. He is now one of the elders there. Reflecting on his journey, Joshua candidly admitted that during his high school years, he had a crisis of faith. And the grace was the ministers of God's loving presence, his teachers. Today, he stands transformed, his faith rekindled and fortified. The story of Joshua is a story of human frailty, of unbelief to belief and repentance. In his little way, he embraced the mission of proclaiming Jesus. It starts with a heartfelt recognition of our need for God's mercy and a sincere desire to change our ways. It requires from us humility, honesty, and a willingness to surrender our lives to God's will. But in return, it offers us the promise of forgiveness, healing, and restoration. As we journey through this Easter season, let us heed Peter's call to repentance and faith. Let us examine our hearts, confront our sins, and turn to God with contrite hearts. And let us trust in the transformative power of Christ's resurrection to bring healing, forgiveness, and a new life to all who turn to Him. Let us reflect on Jesus saying, "Why are you troubled? And why do you question? Arise in your hearts. Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I, myself." May we embrace Jesus' invitation to us. His grace is always sufficient for us. Amen.